Hi, thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking thankful that you decided to listen to this podcast. I am a passionate entrepreneur who is obsessed with helping others show up unapologetically. Here's the thing. I spent my entire life showing up how I thought I was supposed to, because then I was going to be happy. It was once I realized that when I would show up as myself unapologetically, that I was going to start finding my passion and my purpose, which was helping others do the same. I take my job very seriously with helping you through my life tips, my life tricks that I have had, and some stories and rants that you're going to hear along the way. I just want to thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast, because this is what's changed my life. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I'm your host, Kyra Carlin. I am so thankful that you are here. If you're listening to this, I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb that you are an avid listener. You are in my corner. And I just want to tell you, I'm so thankful for your love and your support, because I love that I have this ability to have an outpour, a place where I can be myself, a place where I can share what I would like and hope and help to help you go through different seasons of your life. And I want to talk about a topic that I feel like I personally have navigated through here over these last few months, that it took me being a little bit of head over water before I could even tackle this topic, before I could even help you, of when do you know when you're not being fulfilled? And I think that the reason I want to share this now is because I've been asked about it a lot in my inbox. And I know at the end of the day, I want to be able to help you the best way that I can, but I can't help you when I'm in the middle of the same struggle, right? So a lot of you who I have talked to, and I want to say, you're not alone. You're not alone in these feelings of feeling like, okay, but like, is this just me, you know, looking for something better? Is this me unsatisfied? Is this me just deciding that this isn't good enough and I'm going to jump ship? Is this you like going against the grain? Is this you jumping on the bandwagon? And so I want to kind of give you a couple different perspectives, a little outlook of maybe you should take into accountability, like, how do you actually feel versus what you're making yourself feel? I don't know about you, but there's times when I can make myself feel a certain way when I did not even actually have those feelings in the first place, whether they're brought to my attention or I see somebody else having those feelings. So I personally went through a huge switch in my life. I changed network marketing companies. And for some, that's not a big deal. Some who are not in network marketing, you're like, okay, good for you. No big deal. But it is a really big deal, because when you are going through that season, it's really hard, because for so long you had told yourself a story. You had helped a lot of people. You had done a lot of things. You had believed a lot of things. You have said a lot of things. So when you have that tug on your heart, it almost feels like betrayal. And I have said this a lot. It very much reminds me of a breakup in a relationship, because if, let's just say, like, you're no longer feeling like you're being served, you're no longer feeling like you're being loved, you no longer feel like the reciprocation is there, you're putting in maybe a lot of work and you're not getting what you believe you should be getting out of it. I want to tell you right now, there is not one specific company individually that is going to be the answer for everybody. And like, that happens because you will either grow through changes, you will be changing yourself, your priorities will be different, your attitude will be different, your beliefs will be different, and that's okay. And I think that's what I wish I would have had before. I had listened to a couple podcasts. It was like, how do you know when you should switch? And I don't want that necessarily to be what this podcast is about, but more than anything, to tell you my feelings of how I felt. Because what I would have loved was to have somebody else be able to breathe life into me and breathe belief into me, so that I knew that I wasn't alone. So for me personally, I had been in network marketing for 5 years. I had done it full time, a little over 3.5. And I had truly like just shared my story. I had an incredible weight loss transformation. I was able to do all of that from home. And so what I was able to do was help other people do the exact same thing. I would set them up with our same nutrition plan, the same workout plan. And then I would hope and pray and work to hope to get them the same results. But at the end of the day, it really came down to the fact that like the same person who is purchasing that plan is having to do the exact same thing. Like, they have to have their mind in the game. They have to make the decision that that's what they are going to do. And so I was selling a service. And for myself, I had went through my own spiritual changes. I had went through my own journey. I had gone through a women's retreat. I don't think I've really talked about that a lot here on the podcast, but I definitely have talked about it a lot in my social media on Instagram, that I went to a women's retreat, had no idea what I was going into, what I was going for. And I left with a complete renewed faith, a belief that I truly am saved by God. God loves me no matter who I am, what I am doing. I do not have to earn it. There's nothing that I have to do to earn his love. I am worthy just the way I am. And I would say I didn't even know that I had those feelings beforehand. I didn't know that I thought that I was seeking approval, seeking validation. And it's very much, like I said, it was a kind of like a relationship that once you're out of it, you look back in hindsight and you're like, oh my gosh, there were so many red flags. But when you're in the midst of it, you had no idea. So I had no idea that I was truly going through life what I would feel like seeking validation. And what I had done with my previous network marketing company was seek validation and approval based upon my ability, and I'm doing air quotes, my ability to have high willpower, my ability to stay motivated, my ability to be inspirational. And while that served me during a season of my life, that's what I needed to get to my goals during that time, I had found myself outgrowing that feeling of, I don't want to do this anymore. It wasn't serving me. It was making me very much exhausted. And I'd found myself feeling like not even wanting to work my business, very much not wanting to even show up during my own season of hard. And this is where I think it's super rocky, because sometimes people can look at their business, their goals, and if things are slowing down or you're having a plateau, then you're like, oh, I'm not being served anymore. You know, I got to move on. And like, I got to tell you right now, like that was not my season. It was very much, I took like pros and cons. I was like, okay, but what am I doing? Like, this is something that I have built. This is my brand. This is my livelihood. This was, you know, our mainstream of income for my family. But I had found myself just feeling that I was making myself like the center of my job, the center of my results. And I didn't want to do it anymore. Like point blank, I just didn't want to do it. But it's so hard for someone from the outside looking in to understand, which I understand, because at the end of the day, you know, I was on here, I won't say selling a story, but like I was sharing my story in a persuasive way that I wanted you to want to do what I was doing. But the problem was when I was doing it, it was like exhausting me. It was making me tired that I felt like I always had to have results. I always had to have a physical transformation 24/7 all the time in order to be like, oh my gosh, if she can do it, so can I, which in hindsight, it sounds great, but the person who's doing it, once you've been doing it for so long, they always say stay in phase one. So you're always recruiting, always like helping new people. It just became very tiring on my mental health, because it felt like all I was doing was just I don't want to say trying to get better, because that's genuinely what I would want in my life. But it was like I always had to beat myself in order to have better results to show that I was worthy of your success. Now, I have had messages come through that's like, well, I don't feel that way. And that's not what for, and that's great. I love that for you. I love that that's not how you feel. And I love that you maybe have a stronger mindset, stronger mental health than I personally did. But I had gone through changes where I was like, I'm tired of doing this. I'm tired of feeling like my body is my business, point blank. I share all of that with you because I've had a lot of questions that I want to be able to share openly and honesty and, you know, to help you understand maybe if you're feeling that way, or maybe whether it's your business that you currently have and you're just like, it is not actually blessing you, but it's exhausting you. It's time to take a little consideration of like, okay, well, is this still serving you in your season of life? Maybe you're obsessed with lip gloss, you know, 3 years ago, but now you have gotten to the point where you're like, I want to do more. I want to serve more. I want to grow more. I want to help more people. I don't want to continue to just do X, Y, and Z. And so I'm hoping that this will help you, like me sharing my story will give you success sooner, because that is my motto. I have gone with that since the beginning of the year. I will share my struggles so others find success sooner, and I will continue to do that. So I personally was like, okay, this is not serving me completely. I still love health and wellness. I still love those aspects of it, but I just felt like I was selling to a demographic that was very not my highest priority. And so I did find another network marketing company, fell in love with the products. And that right there was the number one key. And I think that if you are somebody who is looking for a different network marketing business, different micro company, I can't tell you to just be like, oh, what? Okay, this is it. This is what I'm going to go do. I'm going to get a good side. Like, this person's successful in this business, so I'm just going to do it myself. I have said this time and time again, and I believe it in my whole heart, your testimony will always be your best training. So when I say that, what I mean, if you are having disbelief or you are having side eyes and you know that in your heart of hearts, you have done your due diligence, you've done the due in your business, I'm just telling you right now, there is nothing wrong with trying another product because you don't know what you don't know. And once you know better, you do better. And what could happen is you try something else and you're like, yeah, actually, no, like, I don't believe in that. I don't want that anymore. And it could be, you know, vice versa. You could be like, this is exactly what I want. This is what I've been missing. This is what I want to grow into. This is the newer version of me that I want to be able to help more people. And that's what happened for me. I had tried a couple products and I'm like, okay, I really love these. And then whenever I started really having disbelief, I didn't try the first products looking for an outlet. They just happened to be because during that time I was looking for a skincare routine. I didn't have one. So I tried out their products. And when I had found myself full of disbelief, not aligning with the same goals, my intentions weren't the exact same. I no longer wanted to carry myself. I no longer wanted to be represented based upon those standards. So I was like, all right, if I love these products, I'm going to try something else. So I tried another product and it was like, oh my gosh, I love it. So super, super long story short, I fell in love with the product so much that I was like, I had built belief that I'm like, there's no way I can't share this. Like, I can't keep using these products and keep them quiet to myself. So I found myself being like, okay, this is the switch. And like, what it was super hard for me because I had a team, I had an entire business, had an entire downline that I had to make aware of my situation. And I will tell you, like, my exit did not go at all like I had planned in the slightest. And because I have told myself time and time again, it's not all of my side to tell. I will not make it publicly known my exit of what it was like. But I will tell you right now, you get to know people when you are messing with their livelihood. And it changed a whole demographic for me. And I share that because I never want someone being like, I want to give you belief that you can change, but I don't want to hide the fact that you are still dealing with people and you are still messing with, you know, their life and their livelihood. And so you have to just be aware that that is a possibility that that could happen. And like, this is me saying that to you because you have to be so full of belief in what you are doing that when that happens, it doesn't shake you. Because I very easily could have been like, oh my gosh, never mind. Like, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. Like, it would have been easy for me to backtrack and settle and stay where I was because it made somebody else feel better. And like, this is me giving you that pep talk that you have to be so full of belief that no, this is what I need to do for me. And while I know that it will not be everybody's answer and not everybody is going to approve of it and not everybody is going to like it, I have to do this for me because I can't keep staying where I am to make other people comfortable. So for myself, I did have an exit. I left. I have a larger social media following. So it was very like, oh my gosh, what is going on? It was kind of shell shock. But here is what I want to tell you of all of this whole story. I did this because I have preached since I have found my belief in myself that you cannot make yourself small to make other people feel better. And I had to do the switch for myself, even though I had no idea what it was going to do, even though I did not have, you know, the absolute, yes, this is going to work. I jumped because I knew at the end of the day, if I was staying, I was making myself small and I was not being true to me and who God created me to be. And I was not living in his purpose. I was living out of fear and I was living out of the thought that what if it doesn't work out? And I just want to give you this one small tidbit that God did not bring you this far to leave you. He didn't have you go through all your trials, all your struggles to be like, okay, good luck. Go do it by yourself. And I will tell you, I prayed on it a lot. I asked for clarity. I asked for signs. And we can ask and want all of these things, but it really does come down to it. Whatever you are doing, you have to believe in it. You have to believe in it 100%. And it's okay if your belief has changed. If what you are currently doing is not blessing you, you are not wrong for wanting something else. And I'm not telling you that just because you switch, you're going to be wildly successful, because it does not matter what you're selling if you don't believe in the story that you have and the solution that you are offering to people, because that's what you are as a network marketer. You are solving a problem for them. And if you don't believe believe that the products that you have or the service that you have or whatever you are selling to them, if you don't believe that that's actually giving them a solution to their problem, then you're going to be here, you know, 3 months, 3 years right now doing the exact same thing, being like, okay, well, this doesn't serve me anymore. You have to be so full of belief that you are able to solve a problem, however that looks for them, and to be loving your products so much that it does not matter if other people love it. I've said this time and time again to people who I've talked to here recently is that I want you to get the products and love them before you ever decide to sell them, because you cannot sell something that you do not love and be fulfilled. Hear me when I say that, and be fulfilled, because that's a huge game changer. So what I am telling over and over again, you have to love these products so much that if no one buys them off of you, you are still going to use them. That's when you know that you'll stick through the hard. That's when you know that you're not just doing this for show. You're not just doing this for money or accolades or, you know, bonuses, whatever that looks like for you. You have to believe in what you have to offer 100%. And so I will share my story in hopes that it helps other people to believe that if you are feeling you're stuck and you're stagnant and you are not where you're supposed to be, you're allowed to go try something else. You're allowed to grow. You're allowed to change. And maybe, you know, what you do next isn't your final answer. Maybe that takes you to the next thing. But just know that you are not supposed to stay the exact same for the rest of your life. I don't know who has told you or who has made that be stuck in your mind. You're allowed to grow and you're allowed to change. Is it going to be rocky? Yeah. Is it going to ruffle some feathers? Absolutely. Because people are using you right now with where you are, with how you serve them. And when you change, you're no longer serving them, and that bothers them. And so it is going to be a problem for them. But I want to tell you right now, when you believe in yourself so much, you do not need them validating you nearly as much as you need to have belief in yourself that what you are doing is your true God-given purpose. And I pray that this is helpful for those who need it the most and those who are asking for it, because I know that this is what I needed. I needed someone to tell me that it may be hard, it may be rocky, but when you are so full of faith and you're so full of belief that what you have to offer is truly your path that you're supposed to be on, you have to do the jump. So I hope that this is helpful for anybody who has been struggling in maybe the feeling of what they are is not enough, or maybe what they're doing is not enough. I want to help you believe in yourself that you are allowed to grow. You're allowed to change however that looks. And you're supposed to, growth is not linear and it's not always supposed to be uphill. You're supposed to go through valleys. You're supposed to go through dips, because when you do that, it builds your belief and it builds your trust. And I want to give you that permission that, girl, it's okay to grow. It's okay to change, because you're supposed to go through growing pains. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.